project that's designed to, it's a men-only project, although there's a lot of interest from women, which is wonderful. But so the idea is that we're going to make, or the men are going to make small samplers, A5 size, which is like an A4 piece of paper cut across, and they're going to be sewn together to create a large wall hanging. And that will be displayed in the Goulburn Regional Art Gallery during their exhibition for the Anzac Centenary in April 2015. And we're hoping, if it succeeds, the project, that it'll go on to the Australian War Memorial. So we've got a couple of curators there that are very interested in the project. So we've got about 20 men at the moment, and they're not all from Australia. I'd say the majority are actually from overseas, which is quite surprising considering some of those men don't have any real historical association, you know, as we do with the Anzacs. So, you know, I know there are a lot of men out there who do knit, but they're a little bit shy sometimes in coming forward.
I think they're a bit undercover, Kay.
They are, Bronwyn. They're definitely undercover, and I need to get them out.
I think we need to introduce a level of competitiveness here, Kay, because you've just said that, you know, there's plenty of blokes internationally who are showing us up. So come on, Australia, knit
it's
up.
True. And I'm hoping that there will be some older men of my generation who, like all those men and women, learn to knit very early on when they're at school by their grandmothers or with their mothers. So they know how to do it, and I really, really need them now to pick up those knitting sticks and join the project, and they can find out more about it. If they've got a computer, they go online and just put in mensknittingproject.com.au, and they'll see all the information that they need, including little videos that they need to sort of brush up on casting on and knit and pull.
Because it might have been a while, Kay, for some of them.
It could, Bronwyn, but it's a bit like riding a bike, you know. You never really forget. Once you sort of pick up the knitting sticks and start, you know, moving a bit of wool around, it all comes back.
I hope my dad doesn't mind me saying this, but when I was at school and I had to knit a beanie in year 7 or something, I was absolutely hopeless. And he came to the rescue because his mother had taught him to knit and he remembered it. And so he'd fix up all my dropped stitches and he'd cast on for me, and he was, you know, He saved the grade. You know, I think he got me a B. Thanks, Dad. So they're out there. There are very clever men who have knitting skills that are just needing to be put to good use.
They have a different approach to knitting to women. They tend to like things that are sort of more mathematical. The knitters that I know that are already registered with the project, they love knitting lace, you know, things that are really, really intricate. So I just need a few more. We need to make about 175 of these samplers to make a large 2 by 2.5 meter wall hanging. And I just, you know, I'm putting out the call there. If there are any men out there who used to knit and who wouldn't mind joining the project, it'd be wonderful to welcome you on board.
And our region has this wonderful connection, of course, to men's knitting and war because of Jim Simpson's rug that Corryong, Jim Simpson,
famous, isn't it?
Who knitted while he was in a prisoner of war.
That's right, in Germany. In fact, I found him and the rug online, and I put it up as a post on our website with an interview with him. There's a little video interview there with him as well. And that's such a wonderful, wonderful story, because during the war, so many men did knit. You know, it wasn't just the women who were knitting for the war effort. Men were over there freezing. And as Jim did, you know, he taught lots of other men who were there, you know, just with bits of wire and bits of wool to knit socks for themselves. He was a wonderful example of a man who knits.
Let him be our inspiration this morning. Men, pick up your knitting needles if you'd like to be part of this men's knitting project, War and Peace. It's to commemorate the Anzac Centenary next year, and Kay Healy is the project coordinator. But Kay, I mentioned there's also a link to supporting the Soldier On cause, which helps wounded veterans.
That's right.
So what's the link there?
Well, I designed the project so it would have a lot of win-wins for anybody who was really engaged with the project or who was associated with it. So the idea was that knitting is very therapeutic for men or for women to begin with. And there's a lot of research out now, neurological studies and things that show the benefits of knitting for people who may be suffering from depression or feeling isolated, feeling lonely, feeling stressed or grieving, all those kind of things. Knitting is a wonderful sort of kind of remedy for those kind of feelings that we all have from time to time. So there's a therapeutic aspect. Then there's the commemorative aspect where men are joining together, even though they're not actually meeting up, but they're joining together in the project to create something that's going to commemorate other men, men who've gone before them, men who were in, who were Anzacs in the First World War. And then the idea was that we would also assist contemporary veterans. And these are the men and women who have been wounded either physically or psychologically through their service in Iraq and Afghanistan. And that's, I just sort of asked the men if they're willing to make a small donation directly to Soldier On. It's at their discretion. They can do it or not do it. It's up to them. So that's sort of the holistic view of the entire project.
Mm. If you'd like to find out more, it's called the Men's Knitting Project, and there is a website. You can just search for that. And War and Peace is the theme. So people can sort of just knit whatever they like that fits in with that tone, Kay, can they?
They can. They can even knit something quite plain if they want to. But there are sort of directions in there. There are knitting instructions as to, you know, how to cast on and do all that kind of thing. So you can just sort of put little crosses, you know, knit little crosses into it, or it could just be anything that you like, you know, a little heart or a poppy or something like that. You haven't even got to knit it in. You can knit plain and then you can sort of embellish. There are instructions there for showing you how to actually go over the knitting with a needle, a sewing needle, and make make a little image on the sampler if you want to.